Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and thank you for tuning us in. I also want to thank our host, MTP Software, that hosts the show. Our next guest, an expert in his own right at videos, Mark Scribner, Managing Director, Oxygen Financial Boston.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Great.
Thank you.
Tell us about Oxygen. I mean, your business cards are like nothing I've ever seen before.
Well, it's deadly. Radio, so they can't see them, but the cards, we could talk about that. It's a really cool story around the cards. So Oxygen, if you look at our logo, the O is underemphasized, and then you see an X and a Y, which is the X and the Y generation.
Right.
So what our firm really kind of built its name on is obviously that demographic, focusing on the X and the Y generation that a lot of Wall Street firms don't pay attention to. They're starting to now because it's a big, big space. But the genesis was around that demographic. And then we also do a lot of work around the boomers. A lot of X and Y generation people are dealing with their families, dealing with their parents and their money concerns. So it's about 11 years old. It started with a buddy of mine out of Atlanta. Started with basically nothing. Built it up in short order to a multi-billion dollar firm. And primarily it was created by a lot of education, ebooks, a lot of social media stuff, getting out there. What a lot of firms can't do, like in the Wall Street firms, they don't educate, they don't use social media effectively. And that's where we were in the very beginning and continue to be so.
So let's get into the Wayback Machine. What's your background before this? How did you evolve into that position?
So I look at it, it's a great question, like two lives. I spent a good part of my career in the big Wall Street box type stores, built my reputation, my client base and around that. And then prior to that, I was an independent advisor. I own my own firm. I sold it to Morgan Stanley and then spent a few years there. And then basically came back and started Oxygen in Boston, actually January of this year. So it's kind of new coming back into the independent business owner world.
And your partner?
My partner's Ted Jenkin. He's based out of Atlanta, and he was an Ameriprise executive for many, many years. And one of the cool things about both of us is we, as I mentioned, exposed ourselves to the Wall Street, these big types of financial planning outfits. And we're always very frustrated how these firms delivered services to people. We always felt like they didn't get it. They couldn't deliver ultimately what the client wanted. And so what we really did is went back to the drawing board and decided we wanted to do it completely different than what these firms were doing. And we're executing at a very high level.
Interesting. So as you feel the market's changing a lot? I mean,
Market how?
So not the market, sorry. I mean, the market, your competitive market, your competition.
Yeah. I mean, there's, change is constant in our profession. We've gone through a couple of iterations with some legislation that's, I think, beneficial for the clients. This fiduciary standard, this word that's thrown out a lot right now, is pretty prevalent in our industry. Our firm was designed and created under that concept of as a fiduciary. But yeah, it's changing. There's technology, like every industry is going through. You have these robo concepts and a lot of automation that's going on. But at the same time, generally the consumers want service. They want to talk to someone when the shit hits the fan. The 1-800 get nobody isn't really a solution when things get to be pretty dicey.
Right. Right. What's your mix? You said baby boomers, Generation X. Is there a balance?
It's about 70% the X and the Y, and as I mentioned, a lot of that generation is dealing with their parents' concerns. As their parents get older, they are tasking these children with being responsible with money and bringing them into the conversation and looking for them to kind of take over and get financially literate, if you will.
So I guess you were ahead of the trend, because they're saying that in the next 20 years, more wealth will transfer than in the history of the world.
100%.
You tried to get out front on that.
That's right. That's right. And the Wall Street firms are really behind in that regard, because they're starting to realize after either the first death or divorce that in some cases, about 90% of the assets leave the firm. So they're trying to backfill and educate, but is exactly right. We were and are ahead of that curve, and that's one of the reasons that we're growing so fast on a daily basis.
Neat. Now, you had mentioned to us about, I don't know if it was a hobby or another business, that you were into cameras at one time. I hope you don't mind me asking.
No, I'm open with that. Yeah, so I, about, well, I've been, the thing about my profession is at least in the Wall Street era days, that it was designed by lawyers. So there was nothing creative about what we were doing back in that day. So there's no left side of my brain that was being utilized. So one of the things I decided to do is learn photography. Went out and bought some really nice equipment, some Sony equipment, and a lot of landscape stuff, and started doing some modeling shoots. And my wife started getting aggravated that I was, taking pictures of models. So I set out as a goal to, I played some high school and a little bit of college football in my early days. I set out as a goal to try to just primarily get on the sidelines as a NFL team to take pictures, as a season ticket holder of the Patriots, et cetera. I found out it was really, really hard to do. They don't just give out those credentials very easily. So like anything in my profession and my business, I networked with the right person. It took me a little bit of time. I paid someone $500 to teach me how to shoot a football game, which was a local high school team. Found out that I was actually pretty good at it, really liked how I did the game, and offered me to become the second shooter of the NFL, the Cardinals. So I travel mostly away games. I probably do 8 to 10 NFL games a year. And being in Arizona, it's kind of tough living in Boston to get out there all the time. But so last year was my first year in the NFL, and this year will probably be 10 to 12 games.
Wow. Now, are you doing that for the NFL or NFL Films?
For the Arizona Cardinals.
For the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, does everything have to get cleared through the NFL? Because they're a pretty tight organization.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, the technology is amazing. I see, you know, we're talking about your camera, but the cameras are, in essence, mini computers now. So all the content goes to the NFL, to the Arizona Cardinals, and they'll use whatever they want. We're actually a unique team in the sense that we are allowed to distribute our content outside of the NFL. We have a contract. I don't think they really let that happen anymore. But we'll push it out to social media. A lot of the players have become friends, and we'll push the content out to them for their social media applications. But it beams right to the mothership, which is the NFL, and they distribute it across all their platforms.
So you're going to have to take, for if you're living in New England, you're going to have to take a lot of pictures of Chandler Jones, because he used to play for us.
Yeah, become on, I wouldn't say friendly, but I always talk to him about that. And when I go and shoot the games, I typically stay in the team hotel. I've started to become friendly with some of the players, really great guys. And with being a sports fan, it's really neat to be behind the scenes of this NFL juggernaut and see all the stuff and the TV equipment and walking through the tunnel, just like the players, pregame and postgame stuff.
Does your experience with the NFL affect you when you go back to your other business in terms of how you look at the business?
Great question. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a huge business. I mean, I like networking, and I like meeting different people. So I think at the end of the day, what we do in terms of financial planning and stuff, my end game is I'm sure I'm going to get some of those players as clients at some point. That wasn't the original intent, but that's become a byproduct. So in my business world, and one of the ways that's helped me become successful is I really try to combine my passions with business opportunities where it doesn't feel like work. So I'm around the kinds of people that I want to be around. And then it's a natural progression to, you know, start to talk about business and business opportunities.
Great. We've been speaking with Mark Scribner. Mark, if someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
So oxygenfinancial.com/Boston, the back of my business card. You can obviously Google us, internet, LinkedIn, I mean, all the usual places where you find somebody on the internet, but primarily the website. And our telephone number is there too. If you can reach us at 888-448-4305 is the direct number.
Great. And can you give us a couple of your pictures we can post with your audio or video? That'll
absolutely
help us a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. I'll give you my photography website, which is my NFL stuff.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah, gentlemen, thanks. Good luck.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more stories